Got a special guest today. It's, am I saying it right? Ukulele Sock?
You're very good, yeah.
The Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Sitnasauk Native Corporation. And we hear that there's going to be some changes this year.
There have been a lot of changes at Sitnasauk over this past year. First of all, I'd like to say kuanatani to KNBA for hosting us here in the studio for this interview. We're Sitnasauk is really growing, and one of the ways we're really growing is in the South Central area. So we're kind of glad to come into the studio and have a better outreach to our shareholders and our customers that live here in the Anchorage and South Central area. So thank you for having us in the studio today.
Well, thanks for coming in. I understand Sitnasauk is based in Nome.
Yes, so Sitnasauk is the village corporation in Nome. Sitnasauk, of course, is the Inupiaq name for Nome. So cool. Yeah, we're a proud company. Many shareholders that reside in Nome and live from all over the Bering Strait. And as our corporation has grown, and as other people have changed too, we have more and more shareholders that reside here in Anchorage in the South Central area. And Sitnasauk also has an office in Anchorage too, to serve shareholders as well as our businesses that are based here.
How's that changing things operationally like this year?
Operationally this year, Sitnasauk has decided to host the first annual meeting outside of Nome and in Anchorage. And so that's a big move, recognizing the number of shareholders that are here, not only in Anchorage, but in the whole South Central region, and the ability for folks to drive into Anchorage for our annual meeting, which is set for June 3rd. And so that's one of the big operational changes in working with Anchorage community and working with Anchorage shareholders.
How much change do you figure has happened as far as like where people are and where they're living?
Oh, huge, right? When we think back from the initial start of the act in 1971 to where we are now, 40 plus years later, it's really huge, you know? And I remember talking to some folks that if we said, come home, everybody, Nome already has a housing shortage. And if we had everybody come home, boy, Nome would probably double, triple, maybe even quadruple in size, you know, just the number of people that we have all over. And so it's a great way of networking, I think, and seeing our community have different connections in different places. And of course, we're always connected to Nome, where our homeland is, where our lands are based, where our culture is really vibrant, you know, and our foods, our community, you know, that is a big piece of who we are and always will be who we are. But we've got this growing network of people across the state and even across the country. And I think the shareholder department even said a few internationally. So, you know, that's just the nature of people. And it's an interesting demographic and interesting change. And I think the corporation, rather than fight that change, is working with that change and still wanting to include everybody and be based in who we are, though.
That sounds really good. I mean, that sounds very like progressive and like a new take to this this idea of people moving out of their home communities.
Yeah. And I think people want that connection still. You know, I think being a shareholder in our corporation is always that connection. And being a descendant of a shareholder is always that connection. And, you know, it's a piece of identity that is with you no matter where you go. And so I think that for shareholders listening, I think they can resonate with them. And you know, Sitnasauk is there to adapt and be part of that change and make sure that we're supporting our shareholders no matter where they are.
Wow. So that sounds like a really good idea. And, you know, I hear that you have some changes in management as well.
We do. So this last year, Richard Strutz, our current CEO, announced his retirement on May 31st. And with that retirement, the board looked at the structure of Sitnasauk and decided to combine the president and CEO position into one position. So that was a big change in and of itself right there. And it was this opportunity to look at what was going to best serve the corporation and best serve shareholders. And they thought combining those positions into a single executive that would report to the board, and so there's clear reporting authority, would be the best change there. And with that, they went through the recruitment process, and I'm proud to announce that Bobby Quintavelle has been selected as our new president and CEO. She starts on May 8th, and we're really looking forward to her taking that position. She's already started some orientation work with the corporation, and she has a lot of expertise. Folks from ASRC probably recognize her name very well because she was a president at that corporation. But she's also done a number of really impressive work over the years, has her undergraduate degree from here in Anchorage at UAA, and a master's in business administration from Harvard Graduate School as well.
Wow, so that sounds like a real, you know, competent leadership person right in there. Where's that person going to be located now?
So Bobby's going to be located, I think, here in the Anchorage office, but she does want to spend a significant time in Nome with our shareholders and also with our businesses that we have there.
Wow, so two real pretty big changes for the corporation. How do you feel about the future as far as what's your impression?
Well, you know, it's an interesting business climate. I think we all have seen that in the news with the state budget cuts, with the new administration, the Trump administration, and what that could mean budget-wise. So I think there's going to be some major challenges to the economy. When we've looked at our corporation, there's a real diversity to the businesses that we have, and that diversity has really helped us navigate some of these challenges. We've also been able to grow our businesses really successfully over the last few years. I think thanks to the leadership of our CEO, Richard Stretz, and his management team. And the transition with Bobby is a very healthy transition. There's about a three-week overlap. And so it's a very good transition. And I think with the transitions that we're going through and the transitions that are expected, but I think Sitnasauk in and of itself is expecting a very good year regardless, and we've had a great base to build from. That is something that we have as a communications theme is growing and sharing, and we still see opportunities to grow our businesses and still share our resources like we can with KNBA and with other entities. But I think for us, I think we still see opportunities to grow. There might be still challenging opportunities, but there's still opportunities. And I think for Sitnasauk, our future is based on a real solid foundation that we can continue to grow.
So some of these businesses are located right there in Nome, and then others are operating, in other areas, right?
Yeah, so Sitnasauk in Nome has the companies and brands of Bonanza Fuel, Bonanza Express, and Nanook. So those are some of our base businesses. Here in the South Central area, some of our companies include Fidelity Title and Matsu Title and Sitnasauk Construction Services. And then in California, we have a new company called Motion. And in Puerto Rico, we have a manufacturing subsidiary that is SNT Technical Services that does military and public safety gear and apparel.
Wow. So that seems pretty innovative for a village corporation to have even international interests, you could say.
Yeah, well, Puerto Rico is still part of the U.S. It's a territory for sure. But yeah, I think for Sitnasauk, there's a real diversity to the companies. And there's been some significant growth that's happened throughout the corporation. When you look at it, in particular, starting in the 90s and 2000s, where I talk about this base of businesses the corporation has been able to build and give us that stability and the opportunities to have a diversity that protects us from different challenges in our Alaska economy and still take advantage of other parts in the nation. and best serve our shareholders and make sure that we have a strong corporation to best serve our community and to best work with our employees. It's a great company. It's a village corporation, and you know, we'll always be in those roots, but a village corporation can have a big reach and a big impact.
Speaking of a change in climate and business, have you heard of anything that might be any challenges or changes on the horizon for like 8A status and various connections that Native corporations would have?
Well, I think the 8A program is important to all Alaska Native corporations, and it's important to many disadvantaged and minority business owners across the country. There have been challenges for sure with the 8A program, right? It being put into question and, you know, what are the, what would you call it, the appropriate guidelines for Native corporations in the program. I think a lot of those questions have been settled. And I think going forward, I think a lot of those things are resolved. And I think hopefully with all corporations that we'll see that we have those opportunities to work with the federal government, be a good partner, provide a valuable service, at the same time be a opportunity for our shareholders to go to work and put resources back in our people's hands. So to me, I think hopefully it's been resolved and people see the significant benefits it has, not only to the federal government for its diversity goals, but also to the benefits for Native corporations and our shareholders, which often are very disadvantaged and have economic, you know, realities of our own that we need to deal with. So I think the 8A program is a program that hopefully down the road, people see all those benefits and continue to support it.
All right. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to encourage folks here in the Anchorage area to attend our annual meeting. It's going to be on June 3rd. The meeting, the doors open at 8 and it starts at 10. It's going to be held at the center, which is 4855 Arctic Boulevard. And we hope it's a real chance for our shareholders to gather and celebrate, as well as hear about the corporation and, of course, their opportunity to vote on our board of directors. So just again, a word out to our shareholders on June 3rd, an opportunity to gather and hopefully have a chance to not only visit, but to learn more about our corporation and what from this interview, future steps in our future, and of course, meet our new CEO, who will also be at the meeting. President and CEO will also be at the meeting in that role.
Thank you very much, Vice President of Corporate Affairs for the Sitnasauk Native Corporation, Ukalesak, for joining us on Our Community today.
Yep, Guiana.